This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, first name Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E. The date of evaluation, June 27th, 2022. The place of service, Excel Skilled Nursing Facility. The patient's admitting diagnosis, history of close odontoid fracture, initial encounter. The HPI. The patient had been admitted to Highland General Hospital with active problems of, one, close odontoid fracture, next number primary hypertension, next number heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, next number history of CVA, next number history of DVT, next number peripheral vascular disease, next number COPD, next number venous stasis dermatitis of both lower extremity, next number chronic hyponatremia, next number dyslipidemia, next number hypothyroidism, period. She was found to have an acute non-displaced fracture of the left nasal bone, period. No surgical intervention was performed, and 6 weeks follow-up was recommended, period. She was noted to have syncope with non-traumatic loss of consciousness and mechanical fall, period. She had history of recurrent falls, period. Troponin I, EKG, and echocardiogram were normal, period. There was no evidence of metabolic problems to include diabetes, period. She was noted to have hand swelling and further felt to have a metacarpal bone fracture, period. She has resultant correction. She has history of CVA with resultant right-sided weakness, period. She had been maintained on atorvastatin for same, further maintained on gabapentin, but not aspirin because of prior GI bleeding. Hypertension was noted to be stable. She had hypothyroidism and is maintained on levothyroxine 75 microgram. She has major depression and is maintained on amitriptyline and clonopin, period. With regards to COPD, she had been maintained on albuterol and Dulera. She has chronic hypernatremia, felt to be secondary to SIADH, and takes sodium chloride tablets, 1 gram BID. Her past medical history includes all the above, i.e. pancreatic insufficiency, next number gastric ulcers, next number inflammatory arthritis or bilateral humeral head, next number chronic hyponatremia, next number SIADH, next number iron deficiency anemia, next number COPD, next number major depression, next number hypothyroidism, next number history of cellulitis bilateral lower extremity, next number lower extremity edema, next number hypertension, next number metacarpal bone fracture, next number syncope, next number odontoid fracture. The medications, albuterol, HFA, one puff every 6 hours, PRN, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams HS, cefalexin, 500 milligrams, 1Q6, clonazepam, 0.25 milligrams, 1 daily, diphenhydramine, 125 milligrams, 1 every 4 hours, Cymbalta, 60 milligrams, 1 daily, furosemide, 40 milligrams, 1 daily, gabapentin, 800 milligrams, 1 capsule every 8 hours, PRN, levothyroxine, 75 micrograms, 1 daily, mometasone, formaterol, 200/5, 2 puff BID, pancreatin lipase, 6000-19-30,000, 1 capsule TID, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, 1 daily, tiopropium, i.e. Spiriva, 1 inhalation daily, sodium chloride, 1 gram BID, allergies, penicillin, results in rash, codeine, next number, non-steroidals. Family history, non-contributory, social history, deny cigarette smoking or alcohol use, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, neurologic, mild headaches, cardiovascular, no exertional chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, respiratory, has dyspnea on exertion, review of systems otherwise unremarkable, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 145/67, pulse 71, respiratory rate 18, in general, no acute distress, HEENT. There is evidence of a nasal laceration, otherwise unremarkable, neck, decreased range of motion, cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, the normal S1 and S2, respiratory, lungs, clear to auscultation, GI, abdomen soft, non-distended, back, no CVAT, extremity, 2+ spitting edema. The impression, this is a 76-year-old female with history of hypertension, CVA with right-sided weakness, chronic bilateral lower extremity edema and venous stasis, who further has history of SIADH, COPD, and history of DVT. She was admitted and evaluated following a fall, semicolon, at which time she was noted to have a type 2 odontoid fracture, period. Patient is to have orthopedic follow-up. In the interim, she is to continue all her usual medications. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Candace Ellis.